Sitting on a battered suitcase, shields her eyes from the late autumn sun and peers westward down the highway. She checks her watch, looks at the bus timetable again, and sighs. She leans back against the bus stop sign, stretches out, crosses her legs, and reaches into her coat pocket. She takes out her MP3 player, adjusts the earphones, closes her eyes, and smiles as she turns up the volume. It's the Roots and Blues Hour. Welcome, downloaders, to Podcast 75, and it comes to your MP3 player from the deep dark recesses of Down Under Cyberspace, courtesy of South Australian Roots and Blues. I am your host, Jerome Duvendans, and what a fine selection of rich, mature Roots and Blues music Podcast 75 has got in store for you. Yes, sit back, relax, and enjoy the sampling of new releases from artists that have a distinct country roots leaning. In this podcast, you will be hearing from The Yearlings, Kara Granger, The Harmonators, Carlene Carter, Blackie and the Rodeo Kings, The Jones Street Boys, The Everybody Fields, Krista De Tour, and many more. South Australian duo The Yearlings, Robin Chalkland and Chris Parkinson, have released their third full-length album. Highway Dancing was recorded at Excello Studios in Brooklyn, New York. The album was produced by David Spellman of New York and Adelaide Guitar Festival fame. It was recorded by Mick Wordley of Mixmaster Records here in Adelaide, who also flew over to be part of it all. Here are The Yearlings with the title track from their latest album.
Help me find my Jesus. Take me down the road. Deliver me to the heartland, where it's not so dirty, dark and cold. Take me where the sun is shining, take me down the highway dancing. One more light ahead now. There's two more tomorrows to go. Find me down on a dark night. Please won't you save me from my soul. Thank you. take me down. Highway dancing man.
Title track from their latest album, Highway Dancing. Larry Campbell, who produced Levon Helm's latest record, Dirt Farmer, lending support there on pedal steel, dobro, mandolin and fiddle, and along the way creating a richer, more enchanting sound for the Yearlings. Australian singer-songwriter and guitarist Kara Granger has released her debut album called Grand and Green River. It's released through Inertia. The album was recorded in Los Angeles with David Kalish and Barry McGuire at the helm. Quite a lineup of prominent musicians lending support, including blues jazz guitarist Eric Johnson, and also Grammy Award-winning pianist Joel Guzman. The album also includes a duet with Blue Note artist Amos Lee. Well, from Kara Granger's latest album, Grand and Green River, it's the track, The Sky is Falling.
Sinking down. Is this the way it's supposed to be?
to our website at www.essayblues.org, where you will find more info on Curra Granger's CD, and you will also be able to tune into the track On My Way featuring Amos Lee. South Australian listeners to podcast 75 from South Australian Roots and Blues have a chance of winning a copy of Curra Granger's debut CD. We have two copies that Sam from Craving Records has passed on to us. Just tell us what podcast number the album Grand and Green River features on, and you could win yourself a copy. Email your entries to essayblues@essayblues.org. Next up, it's the Harmonators. Yes, it's Ray Moody and Liz Kinemont. They have been together now for 4 years as a duo, and they have enjoyed considerable success at the Tamworth Country Music Festival. Well, from their current album called Here and Now, it's the track Why Would a Girl Like Me Need a Boy Like You? I Can't Believe the Things You Put Me Through. Ray Moody, Liz Kinnamont. Together they are The Harmonators. And their new album, Here and Now, can be purchased online by browsing to www.theharmonators.com. The last I heard of Carlene Carter, one of the heirs of the Carter family heritage, was back in 1995 on her album of that year called Little Acts of Treason. Carter is the daughter of June Cash Carter and singer Carl Smith. She is now 52 and back in a big way on a small but respected indie label, Yep Rock. She has released a new album with the appropriate title, Stronger. Here is Carlene Carter with the title track from her latest album.
This hell-raising angels had a fair share of heartache, tears fall entangled into looks that will tell, but you'll never know just how it feels till you fall all apart and your heart don't want to hear. What doesn't kill me makes me stronger. What doesn't kill me makes me stronger. I'll hold on a little longer. What doesn't kill me makes me stronger. Sweet baby sister, held the world up on her shoulders. She had a spirit like a twister. This life could not hold her. Always one to run so fast down a track headed nowhere. She was cool until the train crashed and she died trying to get there. Doesn't kill me makes me stronger. What doesn't kill me makes me stronger. I'll hold on a little longer. What doesn't kill me makes me stronger.
Forgiveness for angels and
flight. It doesn't kill me, makes me stronger. It doesn't kill me, makes me stronger. Stronger. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Just hold on a little longer. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Chambers has teamed up with Shane Nicholson to record a new album. It's called Rattlin' Bones. It was produced by Nash Chambers and Shane Nicholson. Here is the title track from Rattlin' Bones, a track that owes a fair bit to Buddy and Julie Miller.
Sorrow come round, scratching at my door. But I cut my hands and break my back, dragging this bag of stones till they bury me down beneath the ground with the dust and rattling bones.
Break my
ground with the dust and rattling bone.
Colin Linden, Stephen Fearing, and Tom Wilson grouped together and decided to give more exposure to the music of Willie P. Bennett, a Canadian folkie of the latter 60s and 70s. They called themselves Blackie and the Rodeo Kings, and when they entered the recording studio to record Let's Frolic, they ended up with a whopping 29 songs. Not wanting to release a double, they decided to wait 9 months and put out Let's Frolic Again. And frolic they do. Let's Frolic Again. The record is like a jam session. They venture into country, blues, boogie, and spirited covers, including this Willie P. Bennett song, Sometimes It Comes So Easy. Adding to the live rollicking riffs, here is Garth Hudson from the band.
got this feeling. It's down in my bones. This great God feeling. Someday, someday, someday I will be home. Though I might linger and I might fall, I got this feeling that someday everything is gonna be alright.
Next up, it's the Jones Street Boys. They started out in New York as a duo and soon became a quintet. They all share similar interests in songwriting, storytelling, harmony singing, and musicianship on banjo, dobro, harmonica, mandolin, guitar, and accordion. Here are the Jones Street Boys. And from their latest album, Overcome, it's the track, Last Time. the Jones Street Boys, Last Time, from their album Overcome. Some energetic bluegrass workings there. And that album is available online by browsing to their website, www.thejonesstreetboys.com. Next up, it's the Everybody Fields. They hail from Johnson City, Tennessee, and they are a new generation alt-country duo comprising Sam Quinn and Jill Andrews. They generate an engaging sound of melodic and melancholic vocals enhanced by instrumentation including lap steel, lead guitar, electric bass, piano, and acoustic guitar. From their latest album, Nothing Is Okay, here are the Everybody Fields with Wasted Time.
Hey, it's me. I know it's 3 a.m. Say yes, please. Pick up the phone. I'm all alone and need a friend. And I'm so grateful, and you're so tired of me. You hold me now. I promise to let go. Bitter trail in the wind. And are you happy? 'Cause I'm so scared, afraid of losing again. Take all these bad dreams and make them yours. Thank you.
Crown of the pines, the stars already start to shine. They make me feel small and weak, and I just strange sounds down by the creek. I wanna make peace tonight. I wanna make peace with them. I wanna make peace with the pines. My uncle set me on a log. I laughed and popped a flower pot. Tried to feed me Mary's son. I was wild, I would have none. I wanna make peace tonight. I wanna make peace with him. Pines. Peace with the pines. Peace with the pines. I wanna make peace tonight. I wanna make peace with him. I wanna make peace with the pines. Waking up again. Lightning bolts split the crotch. You say vanilla, I say butterscotch. I wanna make peace tonight. I wanna make peace with you. I wanna make peace with the pines. When I was a little scrap, hands caked with dirt and sap. I told a boy whose father died, heaven was only in his mind. I wanna make peace tonight. I wanna make peace with him. I wanna make peace with the pines. Peace with the pines.
Singer-songwriter Boris McCutcheon playing guitar, harmonica and mandolin, and backed there by a band of musicians known as the Salt Licks, born on Massachusetts farmland, now residing in the foothills of the Sangre de Cristo Mountains of New Mexico. I want to make peace with the pines. A taste there from his latest album, Bad Road, Good People, soon to be available online. Keep your eye on Boris's website at www.borismccutcheon.com. McCutcheon, McCutcheon. Thank you.
fire, baby, don't look back. No, don't look back, whatever they say. Cause hell's breaking loose on Independence Day. All hell's breaking loose on Independence Day. It's Babylon, baby, and the worst is true. A night is a river and it's drowning you. It's drowning you right where you lay. And water's rising up on Independence Day. Yeah, water's rising up on Independence Day. Down the road, God only knows. Must be alive in a window. There is a door, I heard someone say. There's nothing more here for you. Be on your way. Be on your way. Sweet honeysuckle, where's your honeybee? Went off and died and made a fool of me. Made a fool of me. And he went away. And the honey's all gone on Independence Day. Yeah, honey's all gone on Independence Day. Fight fire with fire like they tell you to. You'll find there's nothing left to burn for you. Nothing to burn, nothing to say. Just smoke and dirt on Independence Day. Smoke and dirt on Independence Day. Like a saint in a Stetson hat, with God in your stride, you'd imagine that. Your time would come now, be on your way. God is moving on this Independence Day. Yeah, God is moving on this Independence Day. But down the road, God only knows. Be a light in a window. There is a door, I heard someone say. There's nothing more here for you. Be on your way. Be on your way. Follow the line of the railroad track. The night is raining fire, baby.
Smooth, intimate vocals generating a dark, haunting and tragic mood. That's Krista Dator from her latest album, Cover Their Eyes. And it was the track Robert Johnson Has Left Mississippi.
Say hello to Boundary County, if you make it up that way. I don't get around as much as I did in my younger days. I was raised in that country, so pure and so fair. But I took too hard to the whiskey and wandered away from. Wander away from there. I miss the barbed wire and the sage on that wild northern range. The giant staring sky, like a bright tragic blue eye. Why I left, I can't say why. I can't say why.
Massachusetts, that was Elin Jewell with the title track from her 2006 album Boundary County. I don't get around much as I did in my younger day.
Right on through, and every time in excess, I thought. hear a note and a fade. I gotta listen to my own voice when it's saying something. Gotta leave this safe shore to find what I'm looking for.
Soft and haunting voice there of Canadian singer-songwriter Catherine McClellan. Too Easy, one of the poetic songs from her Church Bell Blues, Catherine McClellan's debut album for True North Records. Church Bell Blues, available online at iTunes. Music for podcast 75 from South Australian Roots and Blues has been provided by guitar maestro Bill Frizzell. Bill Frizzell, not your typical jazz guitarist. From his 1999 album Good Dog, Happy Man, let's soak up his liberal palette that includes rock, country, and bluegrass, among various other styles. Here is Bill Frizzell with My Buffalo Girl. You have been listening to Podcast 75 from South Australian Roots and Blues. It was June's edition of the Roots and Blues Hour. This is Jerome Duvendan speaking. Hope to catch you in our next podcast, July's edition of Blues Time. Till then, bye for now.